Sermon 18. The power of Christ revealed in weakness and the gospel of the water and the Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body, I do not know. God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man. Whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast. Yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations. A thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it in which you were inferior to other churches, except that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Now for the 3rd time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved. But be that as it may, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish. Lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults. Lest, when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before, and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 is a word that shows very deeply what the essence of the gospel ministry is through the life and ministry of the Apostle Paul. In this chapter, Paul speaks of his spiritual experiences and sufferings and the heart of a shepherd toward the church. However, through all these stories, the core that Paul intends to convey is one. That is, the ministry of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is accomplished not by human power, but by the power of Christ, through faith believing in the righteousness of God. First, Paul speaks of the amazing spiritual experience he experienced. He speaks of a man in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2, and says that the man was caught up to the third heaven. Paul says he does not know whether he was in the body or out of the body, but only God knows. He also says that the man was caught up to paradise and heard words that a man cannot express with words. This is a very amazing spiritual experience. However, Paul does not try to boast of such an experience. Rather, he says like this, "Yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. The reason Paul speaks like this is clear. It is because the center of the gospel ministry does not lie in a person's spiritual experience or power. Looking from the perspective of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, this is a very important fact. Human beings are not beings who can become righteous on their own. Human beings are sinners. Therefore, God did not let salvation be accomplished by human righteousness or power. God sent Jesus Christ and accomplished salvation. Jesus came to this earth and received baptism from John the Baptist. That baptism was the event of receiving the transfer of the sins of the world and bearing them. Jesus received baptism from John, received the transfer of the sins of the world, and bore them. And while bearing those sins, he shed his precious blood on the cross and received the judgment of sin on our behalf. And by resurrecting from death, he gave salvation to those who believe. This is exactly the power of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This gospel did not come from human power or righteousness, but is the work of salvation accomplished by faith, believing in the righteousness of God. Therefore, the ministry of preaching this gospel of the water and the Spirit is also not accomplished by human power or boasting. Paul says that after he received great revelations, God gave him a thorn in the flesh. He expresses this as a messenger of Satan, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. This was something that became a great pain to Paul, so he pleaded with God three times for this thorn to depart. However, God did not remove that thorn for him. Instead, God spoke like this, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. This word shows an important principle of the gospel ministry. God manifests his power through a person's weakness, rather than working through a person's strength. When a person relies on their own power, God is not revealed. However, when a person acknowledges their weakness and relies on the grace of God, the power of God appears. So Paul makes an amazing confession. He says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. This is a saying completely different from the logic of the world. The world says that the strong person wins. However, in the world of the gospel, the person who relies on the gospel of the righteousness of God by faith is the truly strong person. Paul also speaks of his heart toward the Corinthian church. He says he is preparing to go to the Corinthian church for the third time. However, he says he will not place a burden on the church. He speaks like this, "For I do not seek yours, but you." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14. This saying shows the apostle's heart well. Paul did not want people's material things, but he wanted their souls. He speaks of the relationship between parents and children as a metaphor. Just as children do not save up wealth for their parents, but parents prepare for their children, Paul also had a heart to give himself up for the church, rather than getting something from the church. So Paul speaks like this, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15. This is the true heart of a gospel worker. A gospel worker is not a person who tries to get something from people. but a person who gives himself up for the souls of people. However, Paul also has one fear. He worries whether there might be quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, and factions inside the Corinthian church. He also fears whether there might be slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder. He also worries whether there might be people inside the church who have practiced impurity, sexual immorality, and sensuality, and yet have not repented. This worry of Paul came from a deep love toward the church. A person who has received the gospel is not a person who lives taking sin lightly, but a person who knows the grace of God and tries to live a holy life. Beloved saints, 2 Corinthians chapter 12 gives us a very important lesson. The center of the gospel ministry is not a person's power or experience, but the grace of God. God manifests his power in a person's weakness, and the saint who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit is not a person who boasts of their own righteousness or power, but a person who boasts of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Our boast is not our deeds, but the gospel of salvation that Jesus accomplished through his baptism and the cross. Therefore, we do not need to be discouraged because of our weakness. Rather, the power of Christ can appear in our weakness. We are not people who rely on our power, but people who rely on the grace of God. And when we stand inside this gospel, our lives are no longer lives for ourselves, but lives for the souls of other people. This is exactly the life that the Apostle Paul showed, and the life that the saint who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit lives.